This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Hamas wants changes to a U.S.-backed proposal for a Gaza ceasefire. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Blinken is not saying what they are, but
some of the changes are workable. Some are not.
The secretary's in gutter, pushing a plan that has global support, but not full backing from either Hamas or Israel. He says the U.S. and fellow mediators will keep working
to try to close this deal,
saying while there are gaps between the parties,
I believe those gaps are bridgeable, doesn't mean they will be bridged, because, again, it ultimately depends on people saying yes.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
While a ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel is being worked out, Hezbollah has retaliated for the killing of a senior commander. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Scores of rockets were fired from Lebanon toward northern Israel on Wednesday morning, hours after Israeli airstrikes killed four officials from the militant Hezbollah group, including a senior military commander. The Israeli military said that about 90 projectiles were detected, of which some were intercepted, and that several fires were caused by the strikes. 55-year-old Talib Sami Abdullah, who was known within Hezbollah as Haj Abu Talib, was the most senior commander killed since fighting began 8 months ago. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said during a visit to Budapest that Hungary will not block NATO plans to take over coordination of Western military support for Ukraine.
No Hungarian personnel will take part in these activities, and no Hungarian funds will be used to support them. At the same time, the Prime Minister has assured me that Hungary will not oppose these efforts, enabling other allies to move forward.
The alliance would also coordinate the training of Ukrainian forces. This is VOA News. Democratic Republic of Congo's first female prime minister was sworn in on Tuesday alongside 53 other ministers following months of wrangling over positions. David Doyle from Reuters reports.
President Felix Tshisekedi won a second term in late 2023, in elections that also handed his Sacred Union coalition around 95% of seats in the National Assembly. However, internal wrangling over ministerial posts has delayed the government's formation. The new government comprises 54 ministers. That's a smaller-than-expected downsizing from 57, despite pressure to reduce costs. Referring to the delay in forming the government, the president's communications director has previously said it took time for the different parties in the ruling coalition to find a compromise. Better that, he said, than a country full of conflict.
David Doyle from Reuters. The British economy failed to grow in April in a blow to Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, who has made the return of growth a central pillar of the Conservative Party's election campaign. The Office for National Statistics said Wednesday that wet weather dampened consumer spending and construction during the month. The flat month reading came after a 0.6% increase during the first quarter of the year, which Sunak has made much of on the campaign trail. On Tuesday, Sunak pledged to cut taxes and reduce immigration in the Conservative Party's manifesto for government if reelected on July 4th. Labor, which is ahead in opinion polls, is due to publish its manifesto on Thursday. Vast numbers of pilgrims are streaming into Mecca for the Hajj. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Saudi officials say more than 1.5 million foreign pilgrims have arrived in Mecca so far. More are expected, and hundreds of thousands of Saudis and others living in the state will also join them when the pilgrimage officially begins on Friday. Algerian pilgrim Ibrahim El Hadhari says, "We're praying for Palestine to be free and for Palestinians to liberate their land and to be like other nations, to live in peace and not always to have war." The pilgrim numbers include 4,200 Palestinians from the occupied West Bank. Palestinians in the Gaza Strip are not able to travel to the state for Hajj this year because of the 8-month war between Israel and Hamas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At least 41 people have died when a fire swept through a building that housed workers in Kuwait. Officials say the blaze early Wednesday appeared to be linked to code violations. Local media reported Kuwait's interior minister confirmed the toll and ordered the arrest of the building's owner during a visit to the site. Scores of workers were living in the building in the southern Mangaf district. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.